This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the government is committed to professional and institutional development of media. Kathmandu Metropolitan City shifting its office to Kathmandu Plaza. And Rahul Gandhi sentenced to 2 years in jail in Modi surname defamation case. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that community radio has contributed significantly to strengthening democracy and the development of democratic consciousness among the masses. In a program organized on the occasion of the 25th Foundation Day of the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, Akurab, Nepal, Prime Minister Dahal said that Nepal's community radio plays an important role in the establishment of a federal democratic republic, human rights, rule of law, and social transformation. Prime Minister Dahal said that the role of radio is important in the development of the democratic system against attacks on the constitution and democracy, and the initiative of radio in the protection and promotion of linguistic and cultural diversity is also memorable. Prime Minister Dahal also made it clear that the government is committed to making the media accessible to all classes, regions, castes, languages and communities while developing the media professionally and institutionally. He further informed that a permanent journalism development fund will be established for the physical and professional security and stability of all types of media and journalists. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, is shifting its office to Kathmandu Plaza for providing services from the same place. KMC and Nepal Trust signed a memorandum of understanding yesterday in this regard. The trust has the ownership of Kathmandu Plaza. KMC's Chief Administrative Officer Basanta Acharya and Trust Joint Secretary Vishnu Prasad Dhakal signed on the MOU on behalf of their respective offices. 16 departments under the KMC are operating out of separate places at present. The agreement has been signed for a period of 10 years. As per the agreement, the building rent would be increased by 10% in every 5 years. KMC was operating out of Bagh Darbar before 2015 Gorkha earthquake. For some time, KMC operated from the city hall after the earthquake, and currently it is operating out of JDA complex, Sundhara. As high as 96% of the total population in Karnali province is deprived of access to safe and pure drinking water. As per the preliminary results of the National Census 2078 Bikram Samat, just 4% of the total population in the Karnali province has an access to pure drinking water. Senior Divisional Engineer at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure, Energy and Water Resources, Gopal Sharma, said that 86% of the people in the province are provided with basic supplies of drinking water, while 6% of the people still have no access to basic drinking water supply. According to Sharma, most of the citizens from the province are forced to drink impure water from open ponds, rivers, rivulets and streams. In the current fiscal year, the provincial government has allocated 1.4 billion rupees under the heading of drinking water and sanitation. Likewise, water testing labs have been established in all 10 districts in Karnali province, while new projects for water supplies are being implemented at the local and provincial levels. Eight persons, including the chairman of Swayam Bhavani Community Forest Users Committee, Bhola Tharu, at Rapti Sonari Rural Municipality 5 in the district of Bake, have been arrested on a charge of embezzling wood worth rupees 5.2 million rupees. According to Assistant Forest Officer of Division Forest Office, Ganesh Kharka, Secretary of Swayam Bhavani Community Forest Users Committee, Arati Baishya, Treasurer Mayasari Tharu, members Kamala Kesi, Man Bahadur Bike, Ramkali Tharu, Khadak Bahadur Oli and Siva Kumari Tharu have been kept in the custody of the Division Forest Office Bake. Assistant Kharka said that all 8 arrested will face a case of embezzlement of wood and timber as per no records for the sale of wood and timber, and there is no money in the accounts. The conference of the retired Nepal Army personnel from 7 districts under the Western Division headquarters has kicked off in Pokhara today. Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma inaugurated the conference where 3,894 retired Nepal Army personnel are attending from Manang, Kaski, Siangja, Parbat, Baglung, Myagdi and Mustang districts. With the establishment of the Nepal Army Welfare Board, the organization is conducting conferences of retired Nepal Army officials in different areas. Currently, the Nepal Army has more than 81,000 pensioners, while 15,800 plus are receiving family pensions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. India's opposition leader Rahul Gandhi has been sentenced to 2 years in prison by a local court in a criminal defamation case. Mr. Gandhi was convicted by a court in Gujarat state for his 2019 comments about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's surname during an election rally. He will not go to jail immediately. He has been given bail for 30 days and can file an appeal against the order. The Congress Party member of parliament was in the court when the judge delivered the order. Speaking at an election rally in Karnataka state ahead of 2019 general election, Mr. Gandhi had asked why all thieves have Modi as a common surname. According to media reports from the time, he was referring to fugitive diamond tycoon Nirav Modi and former Indian Premier League chief Lalit Modi. The case was filed based on a complaint by Purnesh Modi, a lawmaker from India's governing Bharatiya Janata Party, who said that Mr. Gandhi's comments had defamed the entire Modi community. Mr. Gandhi has not commented publicly yet, but has tweeted a quote in Hindi from Mahatma Gandhi, "My religion is based on truth and non-violence. Truth is my God and non-violence is the means to get it." The International Criminal Court, ICC, has expressed concern over threats from Russia following its issuing of a war crime arrest warrant for President Vladimir Putin. The ICC's statement of concern yesterday came after former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev threatened to hit the war crimes court in The Hague with hypersonic missiles. It also followed Russia's top investigative body opening a criminal case against ICC prosecutor Karim Khan, as well as the judges who issued the warrant for Putin. The presidency of the ICC's Assembly of States Parties said it regrets that attempts to hinder international efforts to ensure accountability for acts that are prohibited under general international law. The presidency said the Assembly also reaffirms its unwavering support for the International Criminal Court. The ICC arrest warrant for Putin, issued last Friday, accuses the Russian leader of unlawfully deporting thousands of Ukrainian children, a war crime. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has outlined details of a proposed referendum to be held later this year aimed at giving recognition in the Constitution to the nation's indigenous people. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, who represent about 3.8% of Australia's population, are currently not mentioned in the Constitution. For 122 years, Australia's founding document has failed to recognise Indigenous communities and their more than 65,000 years of continuous connection to the land. The referendum, to be held between October and December, will seek to enshrine in the Constitution recognition of Indigenous people through the establishment of a consultative committee to Parliament, called Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Voice. If the referendum succeeds, the Constitution would state that the voice may make representation to the Parliament and the government on matters relating to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Australia's Constitution came into effect in 1901 and has never acknowledged the Indigenous population as the country's original inhabitants. Now the general weather forecast for the country. With the slight impacts of both local and westerly winds, Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the hilly regions in the country are expected to witness partial rain today. The division has said the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi, Bagmati, and a thunder shower is likely to happen at some places of Tarai and mountainous regions of Kosi province today. The division has said that the same pattern of the weather system will continue tonight as well. Currently, the weather in the Kathmandu Valley is clear since early morning today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 9.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 24.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says the government is committed to professional and institutional development of media. Kathmandu Metropolitan City shifting its office to Kathmandu Plaza. And Rahul Gandhi sentenced to 2 years in jail in Modi surname defamation case. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day. Radio.